a guy who I'm really excited to chat to tonight, a guy called Phil Campbell, and a lot of people might be thinking who, because there are a lot of Phil Campbells in the world, but you seem to know rather a lot of them, don't you?
I do, actually, yes.
You are going to a place in America called Phil Campbell. So, can you take me to the beginning of this story? Because there's a lot of the use of your name in this story, basically,
yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah, I do feel there's a lot of vanity going on. It's an interesting story. So in 2005, I went over to San Francisco to a competition. And as you do when you win a competition, you check out to see the next day if you've got any press or blog posts or anything like that. And I put my name into Google. And at the very top of the site was this Wikipedia entry for Phil Campbell, Alabama.
Wow.
And so anybody who finds a town named after yourself has to dig a little bit deeper.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I found a James Lloyd town, I'd want to know more about it.
And you'd want to go, more to the point. So what happened was that I'd find that, and I put it in my sort of bucket list that I would go there at some point in my life. Mm. And forgot all about it for 6 years, up until about a month, probably 6 weeks ago. And a friend of mine sent me a link to say Phil Campbell is having a 100-year birthday. And so I looked on the site, and I'm like, I remember this site. And so what they did in 2005, they had 25 Phil Campbells and one Phyllis Campbell turn up from America.
Oh, wow.
And then what they've done this time around is it's the 100th birthday of the town. So it was, okay, let's get a convention together. Let's use social media tools and let's find all the Phil Campbells of the world. And then, unfortunately, probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago, there was a report of tornado activity across Alabama. Mm. And a EF5 tornado tragically devastated 40% of the town.
Wow.
Killing 25 people. So the town is 4.1 miles square and has 1,100 people there. So somebody knew somebody who died. So it felt like the wrong thing to do to have a convention. So within 20 minutes, our Facebook group decided we should turn this into a relief effort. So we're getting all these Phil Campbells together to go and help rebuild Phil Campbell.
Which is just an amazing thing to go and do, an amazing story as well. So how many Phil Campbells are actually going out there?
There is 200 on the Facebook pages. At the minute, we're trying to arrange flights and various things to assist them. Since the tornadoes happened, obviously FEMA, which is the American sort of relief organisation, have been building houses and such like. So I'm hoping that we have about 50 or 60 Phil Campbells, but I'd love to see 100, 150, 200. And so we've been very actively using our social networks and as a collective for Phil Campbell sounds very odd, trying to just get the message out there.
And are these people you only know from social media at the moment, or have you met some of these guys as well?
I have never met a soul.
So you are going out to a foreign country to do some pretty heavy stuff with a bunch of people, all with the same name as yourself, whom you have never met.
Correct.
Do you find that daunting?
You know, what's interesting about it is that having that remote connection to a space that's named after you was very quirky to start with. And then the more that we've spoken to each other and found out more about each other, the one guy who's organised it, which is the Phil Campbell from Brooklyn, he's a writer. And it's a weird correlation how things happen. I don't know if you know Jason Biggs, the actor. He was originally in
American Pie.
Correct.
Yes, that's right.
He is playing Phil Campbell in a film called Grassroots. So, and that Grassroots is coming out soon. So he's supporting the town. So it's this weird correlation. So yes, it is daunting, but at the same time, it's incredibly empowering.
I bet. We will chat a little bit more in just a couple of seconds about some of the stuff that you're actually going to be doing while you're out there.
Sure.
After this from Rod Stewart. This is Downtown Train. Rod Stewart and Downtown Train. I'm James Lloyd in for Richard Spur tonight, talking to Phil Campbell, who is going with a bunch of other people called Phil Campbell to a town called Phil Campbell in Alabama, USA, as part of what has now become a relief effort to help with, rebuilding the town after the tornado hit a few weeks ago over in that part of America. Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff are you going to be doing when you get out there?
Right. So a lot of devastation has, you know, literally obliterated houses, and the school is left in tatters. So the idea is that between now and then, we've been trying to raise donations and money on the internet, and we're producing bits of media and audio and recordings. I'll be doing a road trip, 650 miles from Tampa up to Phil Campbell, Alabama. We will be streaming live from the car all the way up there, talking about different trajectories of Phil Campbell's that are coming into Phil Campbell, Alabama, to raise awareness that we're heading towards the town. So it's a nice little sort of PR promotion piece through social media. But when we get there, we're in the hands of FEMA. You know, I am quite happy to down electronic tools and get a hammer and get up on a ceiling or whatever it takes, really, whatever they need. At the end of the day, I've become so aligned with this town, I will pretty much just do anything they need me to do.
Wow. Which is, and you've not been there?
I've never been there.
You've not been there, and yet you still feel an affinity for this town, which I think is extraordinary.
Well, I think if you'd have sort of lived the experience of connecting with these Phil Campbells, even though they don't have any firm connection. I mean, there is some Phil Campbells who live by in a place called Birmingham, not the Birmingham that we know.
Birmingham, Alabama, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, they're fairly local. And I guess, you know, the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've really sort of come together as a group of people. We have the same name. I come up with this slogan, it's our name, but it's your town. And it's sort of this, we've just pulled together. It's like, what if it was our town? What if it was our town that we lived at? And something shocking like this happens. We went from excitement of doing a convention to devastation overnight. And it was such a shock that you can't not do something.
Yeah, absolutely. And once you feel compelled to do something like that, I imagine the momentum begins to build. Mm. And with so many of you going out there, I can only imagine that there'll be a huge positive difference and that you will be very much welcomed. How much contact do you have with people within the town of Phil Campbell itself?
We're getting reports daily from the mayor and additional people who are helping out. We have seen a lot of media interest. The Wall Street Journal has been there 2 or 3 times to do covering on various parts of the story, because originally it was this convention. They had to do a follow-up piece because obviously it's now a relief effort. There is a lot of news coming out. There's a lot of videos, a lot of pictures. There's a lot of feedback in terms of Alabama people are very sort of steadfast. They will just get on and rebuild, and so there's a call for them to start asking for this emergency fund money. There is a lot of factors going on about how to rebuild the town, because they still have to find a fair percentage of money to match it against the federal money that's coming in. So yeah, pretty much every day there's probably a handful, probably about 10 people every day that are feeding in pictures and, you know, how families are getting on and how the restoration effort's going.
And how's this going to affect you in terms of what you do day to day? Obviously, you live in Nottingham.
Sure.
So, I mean, what's going to happen with... I mean, I know you have a business, so what's going to happen with that?
The business is social media. So it is almost like a great blueprint of continuing to use my skills on a day-to-day basis. For the last 5 years, I've been doing social media for big brands, large brands. And so what we do around Nottingham is teach people how to use these community tools, Facebook and Twitter and a bunch of other tools. So it's not an unusual activity for me. In fact, it keeps me fresh with my tools, if you like.
Okay, and another way to use them. And how long are you actually going to be out for? Is that not known?
At the moment, we're heading over roughly on the 12th and 13th of June, and then we'll probably stay to about the 23rd, something like that. But this is not an effort that's just going to be over when we come back. It'll be this consistent sort of checking in, see how they are. And I know a lot of friendships are going to be made from this.
I imagine this won't be your only visit to Phil Campbell.
No, it's funny how it was always in my bucket list to go to this town. It was very quirky. Let's go to the town of Phil Campbell, because who wouldn't visit a town that was named after you? Mm. And I forgot about it for 6 years, so it makes it even more important to go now. So, yeah, I think I'll be back.
Fantastic. Well, please, please let us know how you get on.
I will.
We can keep in touch with how you're doing on your Twitter, I guess, which is strangely... at Phil Campbell,
yeah,
isn't it?
I bet all the other Phil Campbells are really annoyed at me.
Yes, they're going to be at Phil Campbell 247 underscore
four,
something or other. Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah.
We will be keeping in touch with you via Twitter and finding out how you're getting on. But Phil, thanks for coming in tonight, and what an incredible story. Best of luck in
Thank
June
you very
with
much.
The relief efforts.
Thank you much.